if you would, ma'am. Hallelujah. We want to talk. The Lord just instructed me. He said, sit. And he said, be quiet. And then he told me to ask my mom, come lay hands on me. So, Mom, if you would. He asked me. First, he told me to sit. And then he said, ask your mom to come lay hands on me. Anytime. Say, he just lay hands on me.
That fire.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen. This is why he said do it. In part. The same mantle prophetically that's on her I've known for a long time is also on me. My mom has visions and dreams and sees things differently than another person does. And sometimes that same anointing comes on me. Excuse my tears. Today, Sata, can I obey God? He said, be quiet for a while. So give me a minute. And I'm just going to be quiet. And there's a reason why. Okay? We're going to talk about it. I hear God say, I see your hard labor. How you've worked for me. How you stretch out your hand to help others, to give your best when you have the least. I see you pressing on in, looking to find your way, to discover where I am. And many have come to new levels and new places in me because they were willing to press past what they previously known, and they were willing to go forward in the direction that I led them. God says, I'm hearing your cries. I'm hearing your prayers. And I am preparing you to enter in a covenant and most intimate relationship with me that you have peace in the midst of any storm, that you have triumph where they look like there is defeat. I hear God say, fear not, because I am here to help you, and I am here to strengthen you, And I am here to carry you to the secret place. Which is titled my message. Hallelujah. I am here to give you insight and more light, additional light, to walk with me on yet another deeper level. To forget what you've done in your past, let it go. In my word, it says, you shall not seriously remember the reproach of your widowhood. You'll forget all that stuff you've done wrong and just let it go. Because I am preparing you for success beyond measure. It's giving me the scripture where Joseph, you know, when he started preparing before the drought, the Bible says they stopped counting the wheat and stopped counting all the stuff because it went beyond measure. God says, I'm calling you. I'm calling you. Come spend time with me. Come spend time where you used to watch television. Give it up for me. Where you used to do this thing or that thing, when I call you, when I prompt you, when I remind you, give this thing up for me. Because I have assigned you an assignment, and I've given you a purpose. And I'm calling you to be most intimate with me. God says, I'm calling you to the secret place. I'm calling you. Hallelujah. Somebody come get this chair, please. I'm calling you to the secret place. Hallelujah. In Joel chapter 2, verse 12 and verse 13, it says, therefore also now says the Lord, turn and keep on coming to me. This is the Amplified version. Joel chapter 2, verse 12 and 13. I was meditating on this last Sunday and it began to grow in me. You know, and I had no idea that the next Sunday I would be sharing some of the things the Lord had spoke to me concerning these two verses. But in Joel chapter 2, this is the chapter where at the end of it, it talks about when Peter said this was what the prophet Joel spoke in the last days. I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh. This is that same chapter. It's just early on in it. And in Joel chapter 2, verse 12, it says, therefore also now says the Lord, turn and keep on coming to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning, until every hindrance is removed and broken fellowship is restored. Rend your hearts, it says, and not your garments, and return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in loving kindness. And he revokes his sentence of evil when his conditions are met. It says, the way God gave it to me. It's kind of long, but it says, therefore also, now says the Lord, completely give up your old way of living, a life without faith, depending on what you see or feel, rendering, judging, or consider it completely useless, valueless, and meaningless. Don't keep any of it. That is, give up the life guided and dictated by your own natural, carnal, unrenewed thinking, based on knowledge you get from living in this world.